how are you doing? I do hope that every single one of you is doing great. Welcome to the Organic Guy podcast. I am your host, the Organic Guy. Today I have a very special episode for you in store. This is the conversation that I had on my appearance at KTN Pharmacy TV Get It Right segment. But before we delve into that, I want to take this opportunity and thank our sponsors, Think Organic Kenya, who proud themselves as being the home of organic products. So Think Organic is an e-commerce exclusively for organic products. So one thing you can be able to be sure is that they do have a wide variety of organic products that you can be able to shop for, at the same time the products really, really being affordable and of course being conveniently available for you, so that they can deliver them to you at the comfort of your couch. So make sure to check them out. That's thinkorganic.co.ke, where you can be able to indulge on your shopping. So of course we do have a special offer for you. That is, once you do your shopping, you can use the coupon code The Organic Guy to get a 10% off on your shopping. You can use the coupon code The Organic Guy to get a 10% off on your shopping. All right, so be sure to check them out, and for you to be able to indulge in organic shopping. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is my appearance at KTN Pharmacy TV, the segment called Get It Right. So it was a great conversation because I got to have an overview of who I am really and how I got to fall in love with the organic movement. At the same time, we talked about the state of the organic movement in the country, as well as, you know, some of the challenges that we are facing and some of the great opportunities that are available in the organic sector in the country. So as well, we dive deep to talk about the genetically engineered organism, that's the GMOs, its impact on the environment and especially to organic farmers. So we really got to talk about that also. So it's a great conversation. I believe I offered great insights to this conversation, and of course you want to stick till the end because there are some jumps in there that you don't want to miss, right? All right, so till the end, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy, and I will see you in the other side of the conversation.
Thank you for keeping it KTN Farmers TV. I'm Susan Mwangi on Get It Right. Today on the show, we have Brian Omoke, who is an organic expert. He's well known as the Organic Guy. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, now before we get to our subject of today, maybe we can start by knowing who Brian is and what is your background.
I prefer to go by the name of The Organic Guy because I think it's a name that represents who I am and what I'm all about. So a little bit of my background. When I was young, I was raised by my grandparents, and they were farmers. So I never saw them using any chemical fertilizers or pesticides. So they were doing farming as the way it should in what I believe in. I went to high school, did agriculture, went to university, also did agriculture, Bachelor of Science in agriculture. Managed to come up with first class, which I'm very proud of. So through that process of doing agriculture in university, I gained an interest in organic farming. That's because we had a unit in organic farming, and we were taken to organic farms to see what they do there. So while I was there, I fell in love with it. So when I came back, I started to write about organic. So a lot of people started asking me, what is this organic you're talking about? Why should we care, you know, about to go organic? I got a lot of questions about it. But most importantly, people asked me, yes, you're telling us all these benefits of organic, but how can we access this product? So that's when now the idea of me starting Think Organic, which is an online store where any customer can order products and get them delivered directly to their doorstep. I'm also adventurous, you know, trying to learn new things. It's through that curiosity also that made me to start Organic Adventures. So basically we are trying to create conversations around the organic environment, okay, from farmers to, you know, producers, all people along the value chain. So in a nutshell, that's what I'm all about.
Okay. So let's talk about this organic farming. It's a word that is being mentioned across the nations. Yeah. You know, we are living in times when there are so many lifestyle diseases, and so many of them are being directly linked to what it is that you and me are eating on a daily basis. Yeah. And so we've had practitioners really emphasize on everybody to go organic. So help us understand, what is organic farming?
So basically, organic farming at its core is a farming system that tries to work with nature. So it tries to understand what nature is all about and trying to incorporate it in what it involves. So it's a farming system that at the core is based on ecology, that's knowing your environment and what works best, on health, talking about the health of the people, the plants, the environment and the animals, and then there's fairness. So that means what you'll get as the end consumer must be fair also to the farmer. Most importantly, it's a farming system that avoids the use of synthetic chemicals, pesticides and fertilizers, and most importantly, avoid the use of GMOs. So in a nutshell, that's what organic farming really is.
Let's look at the benefits of organic farming in relation to the environment and as well to the farmer.
To the environment, numerous advantages. So for example, at the core, we avoid use of synthetic chemicals, and we know what these chemicals do to our environment. For example, we know when we are using heavy pesticides, which, you know, for example, glyphosate, which is a hot topic right now, what it does to our bees, for example, our non-targeted organism, for example. You know that they destroy those kind of beneficial insects that we actually need on the farm. Also, talking about the synthetic fertilizers that organic farmers don't use. So, you know, they are destroying the soils. For example, those soils are dead right now if you go to a conventional farmer. Why? Because when you use those synthetic fertilizers, you're killing the most vibrant microorganisms in the soil. So, as you can see, it contributes a lot to the environment.
As it is right now, the soil fertility is really low.
Yes.
So how can farmers go organic and still maintain production, high yields of production from their farms?
So there are so many ways. One of the ways is, of course, use of manure. And this manure has to be used properly. And it's a very good advantage that organic farmers have when they use manure, because organic manure decomposes slowly, and that means it releases its nutrients over a long period of time. So that means your soil actually stays nutrient rich over a long period of time compared to any other things that you might use. So organic farming also includes, you know, mulching, which releases nutrients slowly also into the soil, crop rotation. So for example, it's not a monoculture system. So when you're growing one season maize, next time you can grow a legume, which is a very good nitrogen fixer in the soil. So through all those practices, actually a farmer is maintaining his soil fertility and improving the soil fertility of the soils.
Let's talk about the synthetic fertilizers that most farmers are using right now for crop production. Do you feel like farmers really understand what it means to the soil, and what can you advise them right now so that at the end of the day they will have a high yield of production and at the same time be able to maintain the soil fertility?
Well, do they understand
the mess it's doing to the soil? Because I think many of them are just looking at the end product. They want high yields, and that is it.
I bet most of them know, because when you look at the soils before they even started applying the synthetic fertilizers, and when you compare them to right now, they can obviously see a huge difference in terms of the soil fertility of the soils. So they should be able to see the effect that the soil is having. So should they continue using it? They shouldn't, because the evidence is obvious. We cannot continue going through that path. And here's the thing. Synthetic fertilizers, where do they come from? They come from natural resources, and they are processed, you know, through an industrial system. And the longer we continue to use this kind of fertilizers, the prices are gonna go high. Why? Because these materials where these fertilizers come from are finite. That means that, you know, they are reducing each and every single day. So that means when they're becoming lower, the prices of it's gonna go high because of the demand. So it's not a sustainable system that we are going to use to maintain our soils.
Brian, is organic farming sustainable?
Organic farming is the most sustainable system that we have on this planet, if you ask me on my own opinion. And I'm very confident about it. So when you look at organic farming at its core, it involves using the readily available materials that you have. And most importantly, it sustains the use of it in your soils and in your farming system. So what am I talking about? For example, if you want to enrich your soils, what do you have to do? Look at the local available materials that you have. I'm talking about the plants, for example, that you can decompose. Cytonia, for example, is a very good plant that is rich in nitrogen. Those are the kind of things that you can easily find on your farm. I'm talking about the livestock that you keep. The manure, you can easily use it to improve your farming system. And the good thing about organic farming is actually technology rich, is a science. Nowadays we have a lot of approved biofertilizers you can use, a lot of biopesticides that you can use in your farm. So that way you don't have to cause a lot of harm to your soil and also to your ecosystem, and be able to produce your produce sustainably, and most importantly, have more produce. So there's a 30-year study that has been done by Rodale Institute comparing organic and conventional. Organic actually produces more over a longer period of time than conventional.
All right, so Brian, there is something very important that you have mentioned, and this is composting. Yeah. So are there processes that should be followed through while composting that farmers need to know about?
Definitely, for you to have to maximize your composting, you have to take a few steps here and there to have a quality compost at the end of it. So you have to strike a good balance of the kind of nutrients that you want. For example, incorporating Cytonia, which is a good plant that is very rich in nitrogen. We have you can use maize stalks. In your composting, and also you have to ensure that there is a good environment. So getting the right temperatures, giving the right oxygen to your compost, just to make sure that at the end of it, you have a really good compost that can be able to sustain your farming system.
In conventional farming, of course, we have the genetically modified farm inputs. Mm. So can you compare the production of these farm inputs, which are genetically modified, with the farmer who has decided to go organic? Can the production really match up?
When you take true cost accounting of what organic is all about compared to other systems, organic always comes on top. Now, for example, when we are comparing organic and GM crop production, we have to sit down really and get the whole point. What is the true cost accounting of producing this kind of crops? So, for example, organic requires less inputs in terms of production. So the seeds, I'm talking the seeds, about the manure that you have to use, the pesticides that you have to use. The main difference being organic is knowledge intense. Well, you compare with GM production, it's actually very expensive. So I was reading the other day, to actually produce a one trait of GM, correct me if I'm wrong, it actually costs approximately 15 million to produce one trait of a GM. So how sustainable is that? And will actually farmers be able to afford this kind of a seed for them to grow season in, season out, comparing that these multinationals that are introducing the GM want to make a profit every single season. But remember, the GM seed is actually not that effective, right? So by the end of the day, they might claim that farmers would need spraying of herbicides and pesticides, but at the end of the day, the farmer must and will spray the pesticides and the herbicides. Why? Because the seed itself, the GM seeds, especially the mountain and the cotton seeds that they want to introduce, they actually engineered to absorb more chemicals. So the whole point of it is actually for the farmer to buy more chemicals to be able to spray at it. So it's when you compare that, you go down the line of true cost accounting, organic always comes on top in terms of comparing the two systems.
Okay, but don't you think there are challenges that will face farmer who want to go organic? Like, are these natural resources available in the same place? You're talking about application of manure. I mean, if I have a 10-acre land, where will I get enough manure to use on my farm, really? How can you help a farmer who is in that kind of a place?
Yeah, so when we're talking about organic, we're not talking only of small-scale kind of production. We have a lot of enterprises that do hundreds of acres in organic. So organic is actually mechanizable. You can mechanize organic. You can use, we have certified organic inputs, for example. It's not a must that we are tied to the use of manure. We have a lot of natural resources that you can use, fertilizers you can use in large systems of production that actually maintains the health of the soil.
So Brian, what are the precautions that farmers should ensure to observe while applying manure to their farms?
The manure should not be fresh, from the animals themselves, from the livestock. Simply because the fresh manure usually have a lot of bacteria and salmonellas, which may be harmful to us humans, really, and also to the microorganisms in the soil. And also the fresh manure have a scorching effect. So when you apply it directly to your farm, it's bound to have some scorching effects on your plants, which as a farmer, you don't want to have that. So it's advisable that you decompose it 2 to 3 months, then be able to apply it to your farm.
For a farmer who is thinking that they've been for the longest time been using or practicing conventional farming, how can they be able to convert now to organic farming?
Now, for a conventional farmer to be really an organic farmer, and I'm talking about to the perspective of being certified and be able to be recognized as an organic farmer, you have there's a period that this farmer has to go through, and it's called a transition period. This is a period of approximately three years. So you have to allow your farm to heal. You have to allow your farm to get loose of the synthetic pesticides that you've been using. So through that period of 3 years, it's approximated that your farm would have gained its nutrients and its fertility for you to be able to enjoy the full benefits of organic. And you know, now at that period you can be able to be certified and go to the market and claim, you know what, my products are organic, and here is my certificate, or here is how I'm certified. So that's the good thing about just being an organic farmer. You're actually adding value to your farming system without doing much of it.
Okay, that brings me to a very interesting question, because this day you walk into a supermarket or you walk into a grocery store and everything has been labeled organic. Is there a way that you can actually be able to really know that this product is indeed organic?
Yes, the one most basic way is you have to look at the mark, yes? So for example, in the East African community, we have a mark, we call it the Kilimo High mark. So once you enter into a supermarket, you can easily go to your products and look at it. You can see a label there that says Kilimo High. So once you see that label, then that product is actually certified organic. So we have other international labels. We are talking about the European Union. They have their own certification mark. When you go to the US, they have their own certification mark, the USDA mark. So there are a lot of systems that are in place to actually make sure that your product is organic. And one of the ways is actually to look at those certifications on your product. Yeah.
So there is also something you mentioned, and you say that organic farming is not as expensive as many people perceive it to be. But why is it that those stores that stock organically produced products seem to be very expensive?
Well, it's just a question of supply and demand. So when you have a lot of demand, prices always tend to go high, and when you have a low supply of products, the prices, and there is high demand, the prices obviously try to go high. So right now what we are having is that people are, you know, want to consume these products and they're not easily available, hence the rise in price. But that being said, if we take again true cost accounting of what organic is about and their conventional counterparts, you'll actually find organic is the cheapest food that we can ever have. So I'm talking about the health complications that comes with the other systems of production. So and again, we are having, you know, rise of non-communicable diseases. Why? Because we are feeding on poor diets. The diets and the produce that we're feeding, they're actually nutrient deficient. Why? Because of the pesticides that we are using. For example, glyphosate right now, it's actually confirmed, it actually takes nutrients from the soil that a plant is supposed to absorb. And the end result is when you're taking that crops will be less of that nutrient. So you're actually taking crops that are less nutrients. So when you're talking about the negative effects that these produce that are grown from the conventional world that have on your body, and also into the environment, because they are killing the ecosystem itself. You know, climate change is happening. Why? Because of our poor farming systems, not taking about the high energy cost that the conventional farming system uses, not taking into account the large amount of greenhouse gases the conventional system produces. So if we take the true cost accounting of all that the conventional world is doing to our food system and the environment, in the end you get that organic is actually very cheap. Yeah.
I hope everybody will be able to see it like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What are the examples of the organic fertilizers available and where are they stocked?
So locally we have a lot of brands that are selling organic fertilizers. So for example, we have ABI Organics, which they produce very good fertilizers and biopesticides. We have Organics Limited, they produce a lot of pesticides and fertilizers. So if you really want and you're looking for organic options and alternatives, they are there and they're there in plenty.
Where can people get this information about organic farming?
There are a lot of ways. Personally, that's what I do. I write and share a lot of information on organic farming. That's at my personal blog site. So it's called theorganiceye.com. So if you go there, you have, I write a lot about what organic is all about and some of the developments that are happening in the organic sector. And again, organicadventures.org, we do a lot of content there in terms of what organic is all about, interviewing farmers who are already doing organic farming and sharing the inspiration on why they're doing organic farming. So in the country, we have the Kenya Organic Agriculture Network, which also advocates for organic farmers and organic practitioners. We have Organic Consumers Alliance, which is very big in terms of advocating and letting you know information on why you should consume organics. So there is a lot of organizations that are giving a lot of information on what is organic is all about. If you really want it, then you'll get those kind of information.
What are the processes that a farmer need to go through in order to be certified as an organic farmer?
So for you to be certified an organic farmer, of course you have, for me I usually say you have to have the right mindset to do organic farming. So that means you have to change from quick fix to actually trying to understand the problem which you are facing as the farmer. So in terms of just waking up and, you know, seeing a person going by and spraying, you have to take an approach of what can I do to reduce the impact and the effect of the pest that I'm seeing. So one of the steps is, of course, you have to go through the transition period, the 3-year period, to try and nourish your soils and try and understand how organic works and the systems that you have to put in place, and understanding your area and your environment and what works best.
As we come to the end of our show, what is that parting shot that you want to leave the viewers with?
My parting shot will be the time to go organic is now. The health implications that we're having those are some of the challenges that organic is ready with to offer solutions. We also need a lot of support from the government. It's high time that we've been pushing for the organic policy, for example, for a lot of years now, over a decade, but we have not been able to get it. So it's time that the government actually know that as organic farmers, we need their help. So, we need to be in that budget that is being allocated to agriculture. We see a lot of our counterparts in the conventional sector getting a lot of subsidies in terms of pesticides and fertilizers, and we already know the harms that it's causing to the environment. Why can't organic farmers get the same?
So, Brian, thank you so much for that insightful conversation.
Alright, as I promised, of course, the conversation will be great. I hope it was great. I know it was great. And that's why you stuck on until the end. And, of course, if this conversation was of great, great value for you or to you, be sure to share it with your friends across social media. Talking about Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, so that they can also be able to get a thing or two from this conversation. And of course, there are a lot of great episodes to come. As usual, we always improve on our previous episodes, so you don't want to miss the next one. It's gonna be dope, it's gonna be great. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be organic.